Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush.
Uh-oh, there's the headsets.
Wow. We're off the head. There we go. Now we're good. Early break. Happy Tuesday morning. Hope you enjoyed a late night football game. Raiders Chargers, as we know, started at 9 o'clock last night.
Yes, who won that
game? Ended around midnight. The Chargers win 20-9 over your Raiders. Pete Carroll no longer undefeated. Nice win in week one over the Patriots, but 20-9 losers
good
last
Patriots
night.
To the,
yeah.
20-9. They got nine?
They got nine.
It's not very good. They didn't look very good. Now, I watched the first quarter. I thought it was sloppy.
I might have gotten probably middle of the second, maybe.
Do you think it was sloppy?
A little bit. Yeah, I wasn't watching real close. I was more, I was wrapping the day up and wasn't watching. And I didn't watch much of the first game except for the last quarter.
And Tampa won that, right?
That game, yes.
Scored with 6 seconds to go. Rashad White's run play. They win 20-19 over the Texans. Texans 0-2 with two close losses to the Rams and Bucks.
God, you notice that game, that crowd's loud, man. I mean, that was a in loud, Houston? it was like a loud college crowd. Wow. Yeah, kudos to the Houston fans. Big crowd, big noise. Liked it.
And Baker Mayfield, again, you used to not like very much. You call him what? What was your nickname for him, Sip?
I used to call him Baker Dofield because he got a little heavy, but he looks great now.
He's had a nice resurgence with the Bucks the last couple
incredible
of years.
Resurgence. His play was remarkable. The last drive is remarkable. He's been a couple Pro Bowls after Cleveland sent him off, and I think they had him as the third-string quarterback for the Panthers.
Did they?
I think it was the third string quarterback.
He went from to the Rams to the Panthers to the Bucks now.
Yeah, there's a photo of him playing scout team defense for the Panthers. There's a photo of him playing scout team defense.
God, he wouldn't be a very good defender.
Yeah. Scout, but not very fast. Hey, I don't know. Did you see the escape he made?
Yeah. Fourth, he's not very fast.
Fourth
though.
And 10, he got 16 yards to extend the game and help win the game.
Yeah.
He's a tough dude. He's a dude. I mean, that's a dude. That's a good win for Tampa. Job. Thank you for your coffee, by the way, McDonald's Lions.
Yeah, this is weird. You don't have your yellow cup this morning.
Who gave us these things?
What does it say? It's a tumbler. What does it say on the? Oh, that's from Alan and Friend.
Yeah, and Friend.
Thank you, Alan.
Met him down in Beatrice at the event center, which was and it is an event center too. And he waited very kindly until I was done with everything to hand them out to me. He engraved them.
He did.
It's the number one. It's the only glass I use now. That's
Alan.
It has the stool on it.
Yes,
Alan. Thank you. It's being used.
It is. You need the coffee.
It's good. What kind of coffee is that?
That is Snickerdoodle is the flavor there.
Okay. So you're too late. You couldn't make it to McDonald's. Is that what happened? You're pushing the envelope, were you?
Well, there's a line. It was six cars deep, which it never. I don't know what was going on. There's no way. I would have been late for the show. I would not have been pushing it. I would have been late.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, for some reason, I woke up at 2 and didn't go back to sleep because I had this coughing spells I'm having. So I stayed up from 2 on, but I was at Starbucks at 5:01. They opened at 5. I was there at 5:01 this morning, and I got some coffee. This is still the Starbucks here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, okay. And then nothing against the mill. The mill just wasn't available at that time.
Correct.
So 5:01, I was second through the line.
Someone beat you.
And then got down here at 5:15 and just sat out here in my truck waiting for Rudy to show up.
Yes. Like pretty early, 5:15.
Yes. Relatively mundane world.
Yes.
Life.
No, that's okay. It's always enjoyable to see what time we'll get a text from Bill. You know, I wake up to a text in the morning, and today it was at 3:30.
3:30, I showed you guys the text.
It was a funny one.
Sometimes too. It's 11, sometimes it's 1:10.
Like, I was texting him another group text, too, like that, and Erkovich texts back, what are you doing up? Because he's a police officer on the night shift. He's like, what are you doing up this time of night?
He's a night shift.
And I go, well, I get to go to the show. He goes, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah, if you can go back to
the show at 6.
I think you're okay for some more sleep.
Yeah.
He's on the text chain.
Just so you guys know, you're not my only text thread. Just so you know, I have other friends.
We figured that as much.
Yes, there's other people that get different.
We do appreciate all the different screenshots and memes we get, though.
And some of them go to everyone. All the threads get them. And sometimes it's like, this is more appropriate for something. And sometimes I'll send her just to Jake or just a sip.
Yeah.
I know you guys exclude me quite often.
No, we don't. It's not true.
But
Erkovich is on the night shift.
He's on the night shift, and he texted me at 4 o'clock. He just drove by the studio, and I thanked him for keeping Lincoln safe. Jeff Erkovich.
Thank you, Jeff. I wonder when he gets off.
Probably 7, maybe. Probably 7.
Wow.
Maybe he's back one in more the hour to go. Doing some paperwork. I don't know what he's got. Tell you one thing, he's keeping the streets safe, though. So thank you, Jeff.
God dang.
Nothing at all. Yesterday?
I killed some mushrooms. I mean, the
you killed some mushrooms.
I was telling Greg, I have a problem with mushrooms, like those this disgusting ones that pop up, and they're huge. I saw them in my backyard, and I couldn't get to them fast enough. If my neighbors see me, it'll be really embarrassing because I attack them with a.
Give us a play by like a visual of that, please.
Angry, just angry, angry man. Attacking.
You pick them up.
No,
you just leave them.
No, shovel. I crush them. I mean, I just crush them. Like, just I.
Is there any chance that let us know if any biologists out there are we bursting out spores that's going to grow more mushrooms from
that,
this?
That might be a problem.
That's my question. Are you spreading the
spores? Good word, by the
spores.
Way.
What is your deal?
Yes,
that's I'm just great word.
I'm starting to wonder spores. Now. You present yourself as
as the Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
No,
I'm starting to. You're like coming with words now and spore. Do you think it spreads them? I don't know. I just know that the rain,
there's also a massive, which I've never seen it like this late in the year. There's a massive influx of grasshoppers right now. There's grasshoppers.
I didn't notice that
everywhere, and they freak Sugar out when I'm out walking her because I have to keep her under control. She's under surgical repair.
Right.
So after they go on, we do on this little walk she has to go on for just a little bit. I take her out and then I have her on a short leash, but all of a sudden these grasshoppers start going crazy.
That might be your neighbor.
Yeah, that I'm sure they're quite everywhere. And I think that has to be again to the extreme moisture. It has made things very. But I've never seen.
I'm not questioning.
I've never seen grasshoppers this time of year. I've seen them more, you know, that in the July time, but not in mid September.
And they're not near water; they're just hopping around the yard.
They're everywhere. Yeah, they're everywhere. Wow. Certain places. I mean, like our yard doesn't have a bunch. But a couple places I'm walking, and all of a sudden it's like, I mean, there's thousands.
What about acorns?
Acorns.
There's an incredible amount of
come from trees.
Yeah. There's an incredible amount of acorns.
It depends
in
where
our
you live at. If there's acorns,
yeah, there's
in the
an
tree.
Acorn tree hanging right over that Trix's house. It is. I can't believe how many acorns there are.
So is it just a squirrel?
Yeah,
squirrel over there.
A banana over there.
Oh my god, they got to be in heaven. There.
You want the squirrel?
Trix, clean up that.
Whoa,
Trix!
Getting Trix, shots.
Be better. So you're on
taking
tricks
shots
right now.
Tricks right now.
You couldn't walk on that driveway in bare feet. Hey. Kill your feet. I mean, the acorns are prevalent.
Anyway, so we got acorn spores. We've got grasshoppers. Yeah,
people are curious acorns. Right now. When you say you're attacking the mushrooms, are you kicking them or using like a shovel?
No, use a spade.
A spade.
Yeah, okay. Just killing them. I mean, I can't get out there fast enough. Like it's
the neighbors are
all those disgusting.
The neighbors are concerned.
They're disgusting. They're like there's one that's like 6 inches in diameter. I'm just like, oh my god. And then they start turning weird color if you leave them out there too long. Get them out. Ugh. Then in the other yard in Trix's lawn, sometimes these weird ones grow up. I've never seen. Like they're not common.
They're spores.
Ugh.
I don't like them either. I'm with you with that. I'm not a fan.
Bill likes the morel mushroom.
It's like lawn acne, like white.
It really is. That's a good description.
Yeah. It's like just get them off of there. Like if you have a whitehead on your face, just get it out.
Yep.
That's what they're like.
Jake, anything from the neighbors? Are they talking to you or what's going on there?
Your neighbor Jim has brought over several items. I haven't seen him.
You've been getting a lot of items from Jim.
Yeah.
And please bring more. Jake appreciates those,
Jim. Yeah,
a
Pepsi bottle he brought over in that room facing the outdoors. It's from an old Pepsi bottle with pink Nebraska on it.
Nice.
He gave me a magazine from, I think, the 70s or 80s, something like that. Those autographs. So
Jake loves this stuff. Please neighbor keep Jim bringing those. Bring some over tonight.
Yeah, it's a hookup. What'd you do yesterday?
I had an event yesterday.
I figured that because we got the rundown at 8:30 in the morning.
It's exactly
so. If anything happened during the day, we have no idea.
It was sent at 10 a.m. I felt like I had a good read on the day at that point.
You could read on the day.
I had a golf event at Firestone yesterday.
Oh, interesting. I
got invited.
That went by the wayside in conversation yesterday, didn't it?
I didn't talk about it at all.
Who'd you play with? You play with Duke?
I did not play with Duke. I played with my friend Alex, who runs Freddy's in the Midwest. Good guy. He lives in Lincoln. Good guy.
We have access.
I played with two different Alexes, actually.
Can we get some Freddy gift cards out of this thing?
I might have some.
I would like to get. They have Smash Burgers,
right? It
wouldn't
be a gift card. It'd be more of a coupon. More of like a buy one, get one free. They don't really do gift cards.
Let's try to step up a little bit, Freddy's. You're playing golf with the guy. Let's try to see this going on with Valentino's when they give us a card. There's no buy one, get one free. They take care of
us. We're working on Freddy's.
What can we get for our mark? Can we get a buy one, get one free pizza from them?
You don't want that.
Just give it right back to him.
Does Keith Mann know you attacked him yesterday on air?
No, I don't think so. Keith was congenial to me yesterday. And there's Val's Pizza at the press availability. Hello.
Nice.
There was Val's.
How about when you get that little, kind of a corner piece or a rounded piece where it's kind of like if you eat this, it doesn't count. It's just that size of three bites.
Where it's
if I eat this, I didn't even eat anything. It doesn't even count. It doesn't count until you get one of the uncrusted pieces. That's when it's like, hey, now I'm eating
exactly
pizza.
What you're talking
but
about.
When you grab that one crusted piece, it's like, all right, this doesn't even count. Oh, it's a thing of beauty.
I think we were the last team in, and we did win the tournament.
Let's get
back to this. Yes.
we're
talking about Armark Pizza.
We did win the tournament.
I wasn't quite done yet over here is the problem. Grant Wistrom was there. Didn't get a chance to talk to him. Matt Davison was there.
But Davison.
Because we got done so late, you know, they already had left the tournament. Couldn't go talk to him after
Wistrom,
the round.
Wistrom Davison.
Yeah.
Really?
There's more than that.
Davison, should he be raising money for 1890? Was he jacking around?
He had the 1890 hat on.
Okay,
but
he wasn't jacking around.
It was a work event, apparently, for him.
Well, event was this?
It was a Lincoln Christian golf tournament.
Nice.
I got invited to play that.
Nice, Jake.
So,
you guys won.
We did win. We played well.
You and the Freddy's
Good team. And his dad.
And his father.
Alex's dad and another guy named Alex.
How about a milkshake? Can we get a free milkshake from Freddy's?
we'll work on that. Yeah. We'll work on that.
Right now, Freddy's a little stingy.
Freddy's is not stingy. They're good people. We like Freddy's. We're fans of Freddy's. Good people.
How's a malt sound?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
After the show. I mean, you can do it.
Be great. I'll be
good
on
job.
The way.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Beyond that, I don't have much for idle chit-chat.
Can I go back to my story, please? We won.
I wasn't done
we
yet.
Did
I
got win.
We did win.
We did win.
I was mentioning there was some people, dignitaries?
Dignitaries.
Dignitaries there.
Anyone else here besides Wistrom and Davis?
Those are the big ones, I think.
Pretty big. Yeah.
Jason Metcalf from Scooters was there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's big.
Yeah.
Jason Peter.
Didn't see Jason Peter there.
Been fun to see him.
I don't think he was on the roster.
He's one of the really fun guys I just love talking to.
Jason Peter.
Yeah. He's high energy.
I really loved visiting with him. And it was like, I miss him because he was always around the team. So when I was there, I would talk to him almost daily about something. And we just stand off the side, have a little moment, talk about something, whatever, and then we go about our business.
He's a dude. He's a dude.
Yeah.
He's a dude for sure.
Got a text from David from Renew just now.
Yeah,
about the mushrooms. He says, it's the dead man's foot or die ball appearance. It's called Pisolithus. That's the type of mushroom we're talking about right there. Pisolithus. Someone says it's a sign of a dying tree in your yard. So you better check your trees out.
What's the word again? How you say it?
I'm going to guess it's Pisolithus.
Sounds like someone from a Greek tragedy.
It does sound kind of Greek.
It's a sign of a dying tree, and they're right by a tree. And the other day, Sophia came and got me out of the house and said, I want to show you something. And she showed me the tree where it's dying. That's a fascinating thing that just happened.
There we go.
She said, are you worried about this tree? Because look at this bark right here.
We figured it out here.
Wow. You were not overly concerned at that time about the tree, were you? Did you even know you had a tree?
I was pissed about the mushroom.
Huge tree. It's a gigantic tree. So, I did know, but that's a sign of a dying tree, and they're all right around the tree. That's it. But there's some in the front yard. And there's no tree, so it can't be totally that, right?
I wish I had cut the audio before we started the show, but I sent you guys a text last night. Fred Hoiberg had a press conference yesterday. Yeah. Obviously, Matt Rhule did too. And during the press conference, there was someone's phone went off, and it was speak to text. Something about a prostate.
Yeah,
was it about
prostate enlargement.
Prostate enlargement, which Fred was very surprised. Like, oh, I hope not. I don't have to deal with that as well. Was that your phone?
No.
Okay. People thought it was your phone.
Was it Robin?
I'm not going to give this.
Were you at that press conference?
Yes.
You were at the
press. You were there.
Yeah. You were at Fred's.
You did two yesterday?
No, I just did the one. I was riding while Fred was talking, so I was right by the person whose phone went off. I was right by it. But I had my headphones in, so I was only vaguely aware it was going on. But I basically knew what happened. So now I'm not going to give
it. But it was not your, confirming, it was not your phone that had the prostate enlargement question.
No, speaking of press conferences, we should get sound. Rudy could probably do it who's the LSU coach? Is it what's his
name? That's really good.
Brian Kelly.
From the one from a day or right after the game. That was an incredible one.
Jake, we should do it. We should get Rudy to do it and have it later on the show.
It's simple. If you just Google it, Rudy, it'll be the first thing that pops up. It kind of went viral. I love that one.
It's interesting in that you could just say, what if this happened here? What if this happened in Nebraska? And then he apologized yesterday, Kelly. He was very combative with the reporter. In the Brian Kelly kind of way, though, like no cussing or I didn't even necessarily disagree with him, but it just the wrong place. Do you think his AD Bill went to him and said, hey, no, you can't do this?
The usual my take from that generally is that you're already very aggravated going to the podium, which means if this comes up, mm-hmm. He wasn't going to say a word if it would have been even, and it was phrased a little aggressive. I didn't think the phrase was that bad. He started it. Then when it got bad was when he finally says, yeah, I do have some questions. Why, this and what Kelly was saying, he was right. He wasn't wrong.
Jake, it was 20-10.
They won the game.
They scored 13 on offense.
Yeah. And the first question was about, was it about third down?
I think it was about third, right? I think at first of all, it might have been running the football. He's like, you see the last play or you see something? And he goes, okay, what about third downs? And he said,
this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
Kelly's like, this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
We just won 20-10.
Yeah,
what do you want from
game.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you want from me? You want us to win 70-0? Would that help make you happy? As we said, I mean, you'll hear it. It's great. It's epic.
And then part of it kicked in from the La Tech game. They didn't play well offensively against Louisiana La Tech. And that's where it kind of got started. And this didn't go as well. And
it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Then he apologized yesterday.
Do you think that was necessary, though, or not?
Well, I wonder if his
AD. They won the game. They won the football game.
I wonder if his AD. I don't know if you apologize unless you're told to.
Yeah, I don't know how that.
He apologized to the reporter via text, he said.
Well, it's kind of the classic example of, in my opinion, of if you have the right person. And I know myself, I would want someone, if I was the head coach coming on, the first thing I want to do is I'll be on in 2 minutes. Keith, man, give me a second. Come here with me. Let's talk. And then he might be like going, okay, well, tell me the hard stuff. Well, they're probably going to hit you on third downs.
Right.
They're probably going to hit you on 13 points offensively.
Yep.
Have a plan for this. The good thing is, obviously, we've won the game. We had this. We're number three in the country, whatever it is. But you're probably going to get, if there's going to be a question, it's going to irk you. This is what it's going to be.
I wonder if
it's nothing about the defense. It won't be about the defense. They played lights out. They had a pick six. But offensively, they scored 13 points. Mm-hmm. And so you'd want somebody to kind of say, okay, if someone, and they probably can also say, hey, a little heads up. It will probably come from so-and-so.
Yep.
Or it will probably come
Keith
from
could
so-and-so.
Do that. I don't know if Keith does that.
I have no idea if he does either. I'm just saying what I would want. Yeah. I would want that. I'd want somebody to pull me off to the side for a minute and a half and just say, okay, what do you got for me here? Mm-hmm. Well, you know this. And everyone knows in the room, in general, I'm sure that, like I said, if you were Saban/whoever, everyone knows in the room there's somebody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, like yeah. That might hit one that's going to hit a chord.
Yep.
And so it's like this, have your plan for that. I mean, I've heard so many great responses on different things. If you have it able to spin it like that, mm-hmm. you could bring it into a positive pretty fast. But it was, the words came out and it was a nanosecond. And it was, that a rebuttal was hard and quick.
Kelly's an interesting guy.
He is.
I mean, I tend to like him.
He's quirky, isn't he? He can kinda be. Well, they had that video like with him and a recruit going on the one, I hate to describe it, but he's like there's cameras going around as they are dancing on some sort of thing. And that was very odd because he didn't look right in that. That was like a year or two ago. Very strange.
Right. He
didn't look right. And so that gets brought up a lot about, hey, Brian Kelly's interesting. We're an interesting fella, but he wins football games.
He does. He's done well. He's got great jobs and he's done well.
Done well. But I would not well enough at LSU. He's not doing well enough. They've not been in the playoffs.
No.
And so it's like, well, it's been good. But like I said, the last three coaches, they won it all.
That's true.
So that's the expectations.
So he's.
Yeah, we got the audio from Rudy. Ready for this?
Oh, you want to
hang
on?
Yeah, do it. Hang on. One second. I got to fix something real quick.
Do some fixing.
I got to fix it up.
Kelly's prickly. He's not. I mean, I would say he's likable enough. He's interesting. He's just an interesting guy to me.
Here's what you're talking about from Brian Kelly. Yeah, this is post game.
Thank you, Rudy.
Post game Saturday, Brian
Rudy,
Kelly.
Money.
I know you love these immediate post game sessions, but what are you seeing with your offense?
Stop. Really? Is that the first question? We won the game 20-10. Try another question. What do you want me to tell you? I just laid it out for you. We played the game to win the game. We played the game to win the game.
All right. How about third down then? What is going on with third down?
One game. Last game, we were great on third down. You're looking at this from the wrong perspective. LSU won the football game. Won the game. I don't know what you want from me. What do you want? You want us to win 70-0 against Florida to keep you happy?
No, I think people want to know why you can't run the ball, quite honestly.
We can run the ball. Did you see the last play of the game? That's all you need. You just need one. There's a ridiculous questions. And I'm getting tired of it. That football team just worked their tail off to get an SEC win, and you want to know what's wrong. You know what? You're spoiled. You're spoiled. This team is 17-1 at night. 17-1. Give them some respect. How about that? Give them some respect instead of micro-analyzing every little thing. This is ridiculous. For a group of seasoned reporters, that kind of question is so out of line.
I stand with Brian Kelly on that response. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right.
Why did the guy go right to the offense? Why not ask it? Just
how about the five picks of Lagway?
There could have been 100 things better. If that was the true first question, right?
I think it was.
There's a statement, and then this comes out.
That was it.
And then, yes, I mean, he tried to soften it with, I know you don't like these these pressers right after the game. But then it jumped in hard. Yeah. Would I have handled it great? Probably not. I don't think I would have been unless I had a complete, you know, plan going into it of hey, this might come up.
Yeah, the guy went right to the offense after a good win, 20-10.
How about addressing five interceptions of Lagway and 10 points allowed? They won an SEC football game. Come on.
Reporter got contentious. Well, why can't you run the ball?
They run the ball for, I wonder, in that game, because
check it, Jake.
Yeah, I'd like to know what those numbers are. He's talking about the last there was one run he talked about. And I don't know if I will say this. One run does not determine your game. If you had one run at the end of the game to ice the game for 26 yards or something, that doesn't ice the game. That doesn't give you the out of jail free card. Yeah. You see the last run?
Right. Well, one's enough.
It wasn't great.
He did say one's enough.
LSU had 22 carries for 102 yards, along with 51, so one big play.
So is that must be the one?
It must be that one.
Yeah, so if you had one run for 50-something and the other ones were... that's a little hard. No matter what, 100 yards of rushing is not great.
And then Nussmeier was 15 to 27 for 220, one touchdown, one pick.
They won the game. That bad pick.
It was a bad pick, but it wasn't five like Lagway had. Well, he had one horrible one, but thank you.
I couldn't imagine many head coaches being real positive with that, with the first question was that.
But you don't hear many coaches do what he did. That's why we're playing.
He said they're spoiled. You're spoiled is what he said there.
And then also, I wonder, so Steve, answer this question. You're in the room. Someone else asked it. And he went after all the reporters. Mm-hmm. You guys are seasoned reporters asking questions. And so was there anybody like, excuse me, sir? Yeah. Tom Jenkins with the Baton Rouge Gazette. Yeah, I didn't ask it. And so I think you guys played great.
Well done, Coach. Nice win.
I don't know. You don't get too worried in a situation. It is what it is. I mean, you're not.
Are you walking out and looking at the guy?
No.
Dude.
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't either. No. I would not. If I was in that room and somebody asked a question like that, I'd be like going, wouldn't bother me a bit.
I do.
He did not owe that guy an apology, by the way. He attacked him.
I just wonder.
I don't know that it was an
attack. It was a pretty aggressive question.
I wonder if there's a backstory. Have there been some back and forth with something else in the past?
Kelly, to his credit, said yesterday at the podium, I texted. I'll say his name is Scott. I think it might be Scott. I texted Scott personally, and now I want to publicly apologize. That's why I wonder if the AD said, you text him, and then you publicly apologize. I wonder if the AD...
In the simplest of terms, right or wrong, what you don't want to have is, after a game like that you did win, what was the biggest story? The press conference was the biggest story. Yeah. That's what I've heard it. I've heard it on other things. I've heard it run 20 times. Yeah. This morning, they were still talking about it as I went to Starbucks at 4:50.
Was Kelly getting support?
It wasn't really. They didn't really attack it too much either way. They were just kind of. Actually, it probably wasn't as supportive as we are.
Wow.
But it wasn't. It was kind of like, okay.
Can't lose. I don't think you can lose it like that. He's the head of a corporation.
That's his first question after a game, and he's getting highly. I don't agree with how the
questioning came out. I also don't agree with how it was handled.
Sure.
I mean, you have to go both ways on it. It's kind of one of those things like, okay.
He's the head of a corporation.
Anytime you have a chance to be able to just shine on something, because he had a chance to be the hero there. You know what? We got to do a couple things, but I appreciate the question and then just kill him with kindness instead.
Well, we're going to go here now. Okay. Well, I guess we can.
Yeah.
You know, we won the game.
There's ways to handle it, but in that moment is tough to.
It is tough. There's a lot of emotions after that game.
Sure.
And I'm always amazed by coaches, too. The questions I don't like are the very specific questions for the coaches, because you're like, they don't remember. I mean, some of them might remember that moment in time you ask them about, hey, third down in the second quarter, the third and short. I've heard coaches say, right now I'd have to look at the film. I don't know exactly what we were looking at on that play. And I know just me, I wouldn't remember everything. Is I'm standing there 5 minutes after a game. Games last 4 hours.
That is the idle chit chat sponsored by 738 Egg.
Joey!
Seed chemicals, fertilizer, summer run the sprayer for you. 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application. You can learn more today at 738egg.com.
Thank you.
Matt Rhule was at the podium yesterday ahead of Nebraska, Michigan this Saturday. He was asked, is Nebraska prepared for this big of a challenge, the toughest game so far this season? Matt Rhule at the conference yesterday.
Not very often. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know that I know how to answer that, to be quite honest with you. I think that's going to be more hindsight. I mean, I think Cincinnati's gone on to prove that they're a pretty good football team, you know, just watching them. I mean, I saw what Sorsby did, you know. I know they're playing an FCS opponent, but, you know, they've thrown the ball for, I think, almost 600 yards in the last two games. I think we can play pretty good pass defense, you know. So I think we had a chance to see some of those things. I think the biggest thing is we've had 3 weeks of just preparation for those games. You know, the games are really where you go execute and compete. I mean, to me, it's the work week leading up to it that makes your team better. And I think our guys have worked hard the last 3 weeks to prepare. And they've just been very mature about, hey, this is what we need to improve on each week. Like right now, there's not a guy who doesn't know what we need to improve upon. And that'll continue for the rest of the year, you know. So I don't know if the games themselves say much. You know, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, you're not playing Big Ten teams. So, I mean, now the Big Ten starts. This is a whole other animal. But I think our guys have worked.
Okay. And then with Bill's, because of Bill's commentary in recent days, I asked him about Wink Martindale. What is when you think of Wink Martindale, what is it? What do you think of?
Wink's elite pressure. Yeah.
Elite pressure.
He's one of my favorite coaches when I was in the NFL. I just got a lot of respect for him. He's a tough guy. His guys are going to play unbelievably hard. He's going to, what I just said, how do you stop a passing game? You get pressure on the quarterback, and he can do that multiple ways. And part of the pressure is also painting pictures for the quarterback and showing him different things. You know, a lot of quarterbacks can come out and say, oh, it's man. This is my man beater. Oh, it's cover two. I should throw the ball here. It's when the picture changes, like that's hard for a lot of guys. They just throw the ball to the man beater, but it was cover three, or they throw the ball. And so that's what we're always working on. Dylan and TJ and those guys on to see in the picture, you know, you have a pre-snap clue, but it has to be confirmed by a post-snap cue, you know, like, oh, I should go here with the ball pre-snap, but then the picture changes and then I confirm it post-snap on whatever that cue is, the safety, the corner. And I think Wink, like John, does a great job of showing you one picture, you know, oh, here he comes. And then, oh, they bring the jack and the corner. Oh, they run to cover two. They bring five-man pressure. They run to cover two. So, you know, Dylan, he'll have to be prepared. Coaches will have to be prepared for all the different pictures you see and might see.
Huge test. Nebraska's lost 27 straight against teams that were ranked in the AP poll at the time. Yes. The last win was against Oregon in what, 2016? And when they didn't have, that team had Royce Freeman for about three snaps.
That team ended 4-8 that season because of, it fell apart.
Royce Freeman. Yeah. Royce
and
Freeman.
This is a number 23 team. This isn't number six.
No.
This is, rolling in here.
Royce Freeman. If Royce Freeman plays that game, I wonder.
I think they win that game. Yeah. He was running hard and he got hurt.
He got hurt early?
Yes, first quarter, right? Late first, and he was.
I won't say second series.
He was, he had made some damage.
He was already. a beauty. I mean, he was a beauty. Oof. Okay. What about on Dylan? You got anything on Dylan?
Yes, I do. Matt Rhule and Dylan Raiola.
I think when you have a quarterback that is going to get you out of bad plays and let you call plays, right? Like there's a great clip of Tom Brady talking about it, and I remember sending it to all of our quarterbacks. If I'm going to run outside zone into a free safety blitz, it's, you know, open side outside zone into a free safety blitz, it's not going to work. So don't do it. And how many plays in college football can you throw away? You don't want to throw away a lot of plays. So having a quarterback who, whether you say, hey, you know, 19 want to kill it to 18 support, but if you get to, you know, but now with the headset, you know, so you can have the checks built in, but Dylan knows, hey, I'm running, you know, I'm going to run outside zone to the left. And if the corner's coming, if the free safety's coming, I'm going to use my cadence. I'm going to try to see if they're coming. If they're coming, I'm going to go to this play. Like, he knows all the problems. And so I think it just allows the play caller to call plays knowing he'll get him in the right play. So you're not always worried about worst case scenario. I mean, it was 3rd-and-1 last game. And you know, we took a play action shot. And we tried to hit the post, and we like ran into the corner, kind of got in our way. We ran in the corner, and we hit Mills on the Cortez, hit Tezzy on the sail route for like a 20-yard gain. The fact that he's mature enough to get to the second one is great. There's a play we throw the old dagger concept, and number one, Isaiah runs a great route. Their corner sees it, and he drives on it, and Emmett's wide open in the flat. And if you go back and watch the All-22, you'll see Dylan, after he throws the ball, it's incomplete. He's pointing to the tailback. He's mad at himself, like, I should have gone there. So, you know, things are going to happen. Going back to your point, there's going to be a lot of things happen in the Big Ten. You're going to face significantly better teams than an FCS team. That's no disrespect to you. I think they're an excellent FCS team. We're going to face top 10, top 15, top 25 teams. It gets a lot harder, but, you know, that's why I said we won 5 of our last 6. We can't control who we've played. You know what I mean? Like, you could sit there and say, well, Matt, you know, how many of those were bold? I'm with you. We just play who was in front of us. They've done some good things. We have to do better things moving forward. But I think he's playing high. I love
it. No. Okay. He was also asked about no 3 and outs this season. Uh-oh. Don't have that one. No 3 and outs.
What do you say about 10?
No, I don't know. I just wrote down no 3 and outs. Okay. His trip to Vegas.
We got something on that.
Hit it.
Right, well, hang on. We got to find it. Give, what was this? Well, get, yeah. Give me the details on that.
It's Vegas. They flew in a jet and they went to the fight. Anything else?
I got that. Here we go. Okay. Here's Matt Rhule.
Well, it was my wife's birthday, and we went out with Troy and Amy Dannon. So I won't say how old my wife turned 22. So I'm real happy for her. I had the team sing to her in the locker room. She, you know, Julie's not like a, so, you know, some, I met a lot of coaches' wives. Some coaches' wives love attention. My wife does not like attention. And so she was kind of upset, but we went out there and did that. And it was really cool. You know, at the end of the day, just, I think that, you know, just going down and seeing Bud afterwards, seeing Terrence afterwards, and just seeing how happy he was that we were all there, it was really a really cool moment for us. You know, I saw a bunch of the famous people. I didn't, you know, I saw, it's funny, Steven Jackson was at practice here for us, you know, the great Rams running back. He was at practice here on Friday, came to walk through, came to the game. And then I saw him in Orlando Pace as they were walking in. And I said to Orlando, I said, you probably don't, I said, I just remember you played a goal line defense and short yardage defense at Ohio State. And he was shocked that someone remembered that. So I was like, I remember being on a scout team at Penn State watching those things. But yeah, I thought it was an amazing atmosphere. You know, I've been blessed in my life. I was at the Super Bowl at Baylor. I took the Baylor job. I went to the Super Bowl when Tom Brady came back against the Falcons. I was at with my, you know, my dad was as a minister. My dad would do a lot of chapels. So we got tickets to things. He'd do like the visiting team or home team chapels. I was at game 6 of the 86 World Series when the ball went through Buckner's legs. I was at game 7. I went with my mom to game 7. This was the greatest sporting event I've ever been to. This was the absolute best thing that I've ever been a part of. And just take out the fact that obviously I was Team Crawford. It was just, take out the pomp and circumstance, just two warriors in the ring. And then, you know, when he took, I think it was the fifth round, he took that punch and he smiled at him. I was like, oh, we got it. And then in the last round, I remember the biggest compete, I was screaming like, get away. You got this one. Stop. But that's what makes him him. And so, but no, it was an amazing experience. It was cool to see. I mean, I saw a ton of Nebraska people. Originally, I was like, well, I'll kind of go out there incognito. And that, you know, there was no incognito. There was Huskers were everywhere. And, you know, I said on the radio this morning, but I asked our team if I could go. I didn't want to do anything that was a distraction. And our guys were like, don't ask us what we're doing after the game. We won't ask you what you're doing. So it was pretty cool.
As far as injury news, Malcolm Hartsog will play. Javon Wright will play. He didn't say questionable. They'll play. Apparently, Javon Wright had a strain of some kind. He just said strain. I don't know. It could have been a finger. It could have been a toe. It could have been a leg. I don't know what it was, but he had a strain. Strained finger.
I've heard that a lot.
Didn't know what it could be.
But he had a strain. They'll be back.
That's probably good.
That was good. I thought maybe later you could play the Addison Williams stuff is really good. Why his demeanor is good for coaching a secondary. I had never thought that it might pay to have a calm secondary coach because of the nature of the, I guess, I don't know, the nature of the position in that you're
under fire a lot.
That's it. God.
It's never a lot. I've never seen read in the paper the next day like this, like they need to fire the tight end coach. It just doesn't come up. The tight ends might play terrible. But it's going to be coordinators, secondary coaches get crushed.
Yep.
And O-line coaches get crushed.
Because it's very evident when
just
a guy evident gets
something.
Beat.
Yeah, just whatever's going on. You get and so you don't hear a lot either. That running back coaches are not on the block like some of the other positions. Coordinators get killed. So like, there's always certain spots where it's like, okay, this isn't quite as as heavy.
You're
but that back end, yeah, there's a lot of strain when balls go whistling down the field. Yeah. I'm sure.
Think about it, Jake.
I do not doubt that.
Especially heavy.
I imagine high strain.
I mean, you just stop and think about just how the flight back was to Georgia. Like, everyone's excited. They won. I mean, Joey Aguilar threw for 371. Threw for 371.
Four touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, it was ugly in the back end for Georgia. So but the way the game ended, not a lot said.
No.
Not a lot said.
They lose, though.
If they lose that thing, there's a lot said.
I love it. Love it.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown area, where might you send somebody, Bill?
Early Bird.
The Bird.
The Bird.
Okay, stop by for breakfast. Tacos, breakfast, nachos, variety of French toast, pancakes, and
French
waffles.
French toast.
And who could forget the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes. Stop by today. Open right now up until 2 o'clock every single day at 19th.
No, for K. 10 minutes. They always open 2 minutes early.
Free parking, spacious parking at the Bird.
Get that big truck in there.
When we come back, it is early, but are we ready to add any new contenders to the national title conversation?
That's whoa, next, okay.
Break in the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.